While the soul that has not yet built a foundation of its own drifts with the tide and has found the church a great pillar to lean upon and follows the dictations of man's conception of God's laws without any hesitancy because they are not doing their own thinking and consequently have not developed their own faculties and hence are not capable of judging between that which is a reality and that which seems a reality. There are many souls who were better for having had a pure ideal held constantly before their minds, such as the churches have offered them, even though that ideal was a delusion. They were by far better than the individual whose ideal was or is no higher than to wholly gratify their brutal physical inclinations and physical desires. Since the pure ideal will lead to the soul's awakening into the realities, while the physical animal tendencies will lead to degradation and remorse. No one can indulge in the doctrinal teachings of the churches with a pure mind and pure intentions and not be benefited and grow nearer and nearer to the truth. All things serve a purpose on the earth, and when we outgrow that purpose, we drift into the next step. It is a natural law displayed throughout the universe in every plane and every kingdom that when anything has served its purpose, it passes away to make room for something higher, as forms, conditions and circumstances and ideas, when they have served their purpose, they pass away and new conditions, new forms, new ideas, take their place. The old law demanding an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth had to pass away and make room for something higher, something better, which would rouse the spiritual nature in man. There, 26, Christ principle which all possess, but with so many is yet dormant. It was that divine illumined soul, Jesus of Nazareth, who revealed to us the law in his Sermon on the Mount, to do good for evil, to love your enemies and help those who despise you and pray for those who misuse you and do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and that we must reap what we sow. It was he who told us of the many mansions in his Father's house and of the eternal city not made with hands. It was he who saw that every soul is divine and sacred regardless of color and race, regardless of our mistakes. He knew the element of divine love is eternal and is the divine essence of all life found in every man. When the present teachings of the churches have served their purpose, man will demand something higher, more truth and less dogma, more truth and less beliefs, more truth and spirituality and less materiality, and by man will have awakened and the light of the soul will lead man to higher ideals and reveal God's law instead of following man's conception of God's law. There are many on the earth today who are following the dictations of their own soul, having evolved higher degrees of consciousness, and the light of their own soul is pointing the way. That leads to God's divine kingdoms, and those who are still in the churches will sometime outgrow their present dictum and will demand the truth about God's laws which are manifested throughout the universe. So in this second zone we find the churches and various religious organizations are the manifestations of the substance sent forth through the thoughts of humanity, who, functioning in a physical body on the earth, and those who gravitate here ere they have outgrown these vibrations can continue in the same old way until they are ready and desire to know. You have eternity before you, and when your soul becomes quickened you will desire facts and will shift into other channels. This is the only zone in the ethereal world in which are found churches and religious organizations. In all the higher zones are temples of learning and temples of worship, but all worship, according to God's law as the light of the soul has revealed, and there is no dictum to follow which has been created through man's undeveloped state of mind, through man's misconception of God's will. In this zone the dwellers clothe themselves in similar attire to that which we find here on the earth, except those who have grown out of beliefs and the dictations of the church. These are happy and proud to don a white robe which the teachers have woven for them. After they pass into this state of growth, they are ready to pass into the third zone. As the soul awakens out of beliefs, many problems and questions arise in his mind which the churches no longer can satisfactorily answer. Such souls are admitted into the temple of worship, where the masters teach the inquiring minds. This temple is a beautiful white structure in the central portion of this zone, situated on a high elevation with its attractive surroundings of flowers, vines, trellises, arches covered with trailing vines and flowers. From this elevation the souls who ascend to this temple have a most wonderful view of every part of this zone. In its various apartments are teachers who reveal the existence of the third zone and its requirements and conditions, and here they prepare themselves for third zone. Many of the brilliant minds, after their soul became awakened, are ready to continue their studies along various lines, and here in the different apartments they find the teachers who assist them and start them in the right path for the journey that lies before them. As you ramble through this zone you will find there is no public library, but there are a few reading rooms. You will note that the activity throughout this zone is very similar to that on our Earth realm. You will see these dwellers transact business in a modified form. You will note they have many domestic duties very similar to these here. You will find many beautiful homes and very nicely furnished, beautiful gardens and lawns. Many of the houses are covered with vines, surrounded with many flowers and perennials in the main parts of the 27 cities. Many fountains with their beautiful sprays are seen in these cities, in their parks and in their lawns. Benches are found here and there where the traveler may recline and watch the sprays of glittering waters rise to great heights, while nearby he will note masterpieces of living statuary of noted personages. As you wander through this zone, you are attracted to their beautiful parks with their surroundings where the dwellers go to rest and meet their friends. On their lakes are seen dwellers enjoying the water rowing along in their boats, others are drifting, while the pedestrians are reclining on the benches under some magnificent tree in the park nearby, listening to the songs and music so popular and well known on this earth realm. In the parks more centrally situated are found flowers, perennials, vines covering many cozy nooks where lovers usually meet. Many fountains and small bodies of water with their goldfish and other varieties. Here you can listen to the cooing of the birds and watch the squirrels and rabbits, also very beautiful in this world of soul. Throughout this zone you will find deers, wolves, lions, dogs, cats and many other animals which are pets in the soul world. As you wander through this zone with its cities, its villages, its lakes and valleys, its ravines and streams, its meadows and mountains, it seems like a world of its own. Many who gravitate here would not know they had made the change called death if their own conditions and environments corresponded to those that surrounded them on the earth realm, as here the scenery, the trees, and flowers and the general outlook of this country is like that found in nearly every part of our earth realm. Many of these souls who lived in luxury and perfect comfort on the earth sphere found themselves clothed in common raiment, and in place of a palatial, elegantly furnished home, they find themselves in a barren little humble cottage in some obscure part of the city or village. While others who toiled faithfully and so hard, who had many obstacles to overcome, to attain a mere existence, found themselves in a beautiful, comfortable home with attractive surroundings. Garden of flowers and fruit trees, grapes, apples, berries and others. All of these being the fruition of the substance sent forth through their kindly acts and deeds which have brought joy to their soul. Many who were considered very ordinary and commonplace on this earth realm, live in attractive houses with their gardens of flowers, statuary on their lawns and the enjoyable sprays of fountains. Here you will find hedges and gardens of flowers growing to great heights and more beautifully developed than the same species on the earth. Among these you will find phlox, oxeye daisies, foxglove, asters, snapdragon, bluebells, thistle, goldenrod, cornflowers, geraniums, tiger lilies, blue flag, sylvium, columbine, oleanders, hydrangeas, buttercups, buttonbush, marigold, field poppies, poinsettias, roses, lantana and other varieties. Most of the homes are painted in brown, some few are white. Some portions of this zone has the appearance of a beautiful cultivated country, with attractive buildings, beautiful gardens with their artistic settings, benches under the spreading branches of trees where the traveler can rest and read a book or gaze into the distant scenery and behold the mountains and unique bridges across streams or ravines, watching the pedestrians going to and fro. While in other portions of this country you may behold fields of grain and trees laden with fruit, And here you will find a tree called the bread tree bearing a fruit called breadfruit which the dwellers use. As we wander in other portions, we find barren deserts and scanty little huts all significant of the selfish, clannish, domineering, irritable dispositions and characteristics of the dwellers who now occupy these homes with their surroundings. So as we measure unto others, so it is, 28, meted out to ourselves. Many who have given to charities only when they would receive public praise and advertisement for themselves, never having charity or love in their heart for the needy unfortunate souls while in the physical body, such are found here in surroundings that are pitiful, and when they meet those whom they have known in the physical form upon whom they have looked with a frown of scorn and no love in their hearts and find such in better environments than themselves, they naturally question, how is this? Why is it? It had never occurred to them that every action has its reaction and every cause its effect. It had never occurred to them that there is a golden thread that links all humanity as God's children. It had never occurred to them that we create our own surroundings and environments from which we cannot hide. They follow us where'er we go. In fact, such shadows are there to greet us. There is not a kindly thought or a kindly act that does not bring its reward. It is not only registered in our soul but also in our environments. There are three most distinct and most pitiful conditions found in this zone. Those who once enjoyed all that wealth could lavish upon them. Those who had attained public praise and applause either in politics, intellectual, social, scientific or musical circles, and those who were so devout in religious tendencies either as founders, priests, preachers, leaders, teachers and parishioners, also disappointed in seeing themselves as they really are instead of as they appeared in the eyes of this material world. And here they learn that in the world of soul, we stand face to face with ourselves, our acts, our deeds, our degree of unfoldment, our state of progression and God's laws. These dwellers have their amusements and social entertainments. There are halls where prominent speakers appear and discuss the problems of our present-day occurrences and conditions on this earth realm. They have musical entertainments where very prominent musicians take part in vocal and instrumental recitals. They have many lectures on religious, social and political problems and on many scientific subjects for which those of ability are chosen to discuss the subject. These lectures are attended by many. There are special occasions when prominent personages who now are dwellers of the higher zones descend to lecture on popular subjects or their experiences in their progression or other topics of universal importance, and such are attended by the thousands. These dwellers spend a great deal of their time in what they consider their domestic duties and their religious inclinations. They are taught music and art. In their art building are found many wonderful paintings by ancient artists of Madonnas, masters, sculptures, speakers, teachers, musicians, prophets, sages, saints, poets, philosophers, discoverers, mathematicians and scientists. Among the many imposing wonderful buildings in this zone is a beautiful healing temple. Here, many still functioning in their physical body have been brought and cured through these wonderful vibrant forces centered in this temple. Situated on top of a mountain in a very conducive attitude is found an observatory where the scientists gather to continue their observations and study with much greater satisfaction than on the earth realm. In this building, called the Temple of Science, are found many apartments where each can continue to fathom problems in their individual lines, with instruments and equipments that far excel those when were available on the earth. Here they have every advantage and they delight in their new discoveries and are anxious to impart them to someone still functioning in a physical body. Chemistry is not taught in this zone, but the chemists work out the problems in their line. In fact, this is a great field for investigation rather than for promulgation as is done in the higher zones. 29. Great joy for him who sees the light ere his activity is completed in the physical body. Such a soul does not have to investigate, he knows, and hence does not have to outgrow skepticism, doubt, as in the case with the dwellers in this zone whose light has not yet been kindled. Thou angels of light, send forth thy rays unto the souls that are seeking thy ways. quicken their spirit with love divine that they may find peace and rest at thy shrine. Beloved children of earth and time, hasten the days that you may climb the ladder of life and by behold the truth and scorn the lie. 30. The third zone, the manufacturing belt, 200,000 miles from this earth realm. Thou infinite source and fountain of life and light, we are reaching out to thee that we may see thy wisdom in all there is and grow into a consciousness of thy divinity, into a realization of thy eternal energy which flows from the boundless universe into every atom of our being, that it will regenerate and purify us, fitting us for higher and better conditions of life, for greater and grander opportunities to express and behold the beauties and glories of thy handiwork. When you have become eligible for the third zone, you don your white robe and pass through space that lies between the second and third zones. If our scientists on this earth realm had lenses sufficiently powerful to penetrate these unexplored regions which lie in the intervening spaces of the various planets and the invisible belts encircling every planet, they would be very much surprised, rather dumbfounded, to find such conditions and the wonderful manifestations of nature's forces. It would be rather appalling to come face to face with the individuals found here and learn that these intelligences once energized a physical body like their own and at one time were the dwellers of this earth realm. As you stroll along the path of this beautiful wooded grove and take cognizance of the foliage and the trees, your attention is called to the fact that as you entered here, the trees were very small, quite low, and as you proceed along your journey, they are graduating in size and height, growing higher and larger, and by the time you get to the end of your journey, they are very large and very high. If you could realize that this is caused by the difference in the vibrations, you would not be surprised. The substance of the second zone is much more dense and graduates in vibration as you ascend higher. These trees look like our maple trees which we find in the eastern states, the bark and the foliage, and as you examine the leaves, you find towards the second zone, they are much more opaque and much more ethereal at the other end of the path. As you reach the end of this journey, you find yourself 200,000 miles from the earth and here the teachers meet you and place you here. You soon become aware that the noises and commotion of the earth realm do not affect the dwellers to the same extent as they do in the second zone, and you find yourself in a much better atmosphere with much more conducive environments. You realize that a weight has been lifted for you, have cast aside another material garment. Your vision is somewhat clearer, and if you are of a progressive temperament, you will soon realize that here you are getting the first breath of a spiritual atmosphere. Here is the beginning of our triumphant march of the soul through a continuous elevation, going from zone to zone, through every gradation in every zone, learning the laws, gathering knowledge, getting experiences and assimilating from the various environments the knowledge and wisdom taught in the various temples of learning, qualifying yourself for higher and higher conditions of life, continually unfolding more and more of the divine powers from within, clarifying and purifying your being, laying aside one material garment for another, and thus fitting yourselves to be eligible for God's heavenly kingdoms, which are found on the topmost round of this planet, and there prepare yourself, 31, to bask in his eternal light of day, where the soul of man will again radiate its light and all its glory, singing praises unto the Lord for his sublime handiwork. Now let us again come back in thought to the third zone, that we may become acquainted with our environments. About the first thing that impresses itself upon our consciousness is the fact that we are in a great manufacturing center, surrounded by quite an expanse of territory, being 30,000 miles wide, where manufacturing of all kinds is carried on, such as wearing apparel and all other necessities are manufactured here. One of the most interesting sights is to witness the weaving of the materials for our garments, and not only this, but here we are taught how to weave our own robes which we wear in the temples of learning, in the temples of worship, in their festivities, and special gatherings. During the day, the commotion of this planet sends the atoms up thousands of miles into the intervening spaces, and these are gathered by the teachers of this zone into a triangle representing the third zone. Through a chemical process, they gather the chemicals from the sun, which are pink, those from the moon are blue, and those from our earth are green, together with the white ether, and through a chemical process, these are woven into a fabric that looks like a fine mesh of cheesecloth in texture and quality, and out of this cloth they make their white robes. A sample of this cloth was brought here on this earth realm for inspection and examination, then placed in a sealed envelope. Within a day disintegrated and of course disappeared. The atoms of this triangular piece of cloth were gathered the night previous and woven just before bringing it to this earth for inspection. Here you will see the chemists weave all sorts of lazy fabrics and many sheer gauzy materials, in fact all kinds of paraphernalia. Your needs, your desires and all your requirements are here supplied. As we are functioning through a body that is still quite dense, or very material, corresponding with this zone, our requirements are many and some very similar to those on this earth realm. In rambling through this zone, you will find fields of grain and orchards of fruits, apples, pears, grapes, berries, plums and others, not just like those we have here, as the vibrations are quite different from these in which we are existing on this mundane sphere, so they only resemble these that we know as such. Here we find some more breadfruit, somewhat different from that found in the second zone. It's much more delicious when sliced, it looks like bread. If we were educated in natural laws, and in mind, would get away from the intense attachments we form for material things and our material environments, and if we would unfold higher degrees of consciousness, we could take many soul journeys to this third zone and to the second, and consciously function there, and visit with our friends and dwellers. This, under the proper conditions, could be done with much less effort than to go from coast to coast while we are functioning in our physical body. Indeed, there are those who go there and consciously enjoy their environments and a visit to their temples of learning and bring back knowledge and food for thought. If you are sufficiently unfolded, you may not only enjoy a delightful visit but partake of some delicious lunch and spread out on a nice white cloth on the lawn where the balmy breezes would waft the aroma of the sweet flowers into your atmosphere, or you might take a stroll with them in their beautiful gardens with their artistic settings and continue your visit while reclining on some benches under the spreading branches of an apple tree laden with delicious apples, and at the same time enjoyed the beds of roses, pansies, violets, sweet peas, daisies, cosmos, dahlias, morning glories, honeysuckle, nasturtiums, fuchsias, Martha Washington, Chester daisies, azalea, bougainvillea and many others. Violets and pansies are from 18 to 27 inches high, 32. As you continue your walk into fields of flowers nearby, you may be seated on a large rock with sufficient surface to accommodate at least two or three of you. Here you may extend your vision to the beautiful mountains in the distance and valleys below, or note some beautiful imposing structure in the distance while listening to the cooing and chirping of the birds and watching the charming exquisite butterflies going back and forth. Near your path you will note many creeping creatures. Some peculiar looking animal whose body looks like a medium-sized seal in weight dragging itself along the grass. While looking upon the branches of some shrubbery nearby, you will notice a most charming creature shaped like a squirrel with a much longer body and larger, with its downy soft white hair standing up about 2 inches. Your first impulse will be to rush to it that you may touch that soft, pretty white hair. Many more, just as wonderful, will cross your path, all having a charm of their own. Now let us wander into some of their parks with their small lakes and gushing fountains surrounded with pond lilies, nearby are begonias, trellises covered with clematis, surrounded by ferns, primroses, hibiscus rosea, pink geraniums, and acacia tree, and as we descend the stone steps leading down to some murmuring stream, we find trees, shrubbery, ferns on either side. Going along the various winding paths, watching the pedestrians and nearby others in groups in some cozy nook, surrounded by roses, and here in another inviting spot under the drooping branches of a pepper tree, gazing at a bed of gladiolas in all their beautiful colorings, you can hear two lovers telling the tales of their own experiences, and lying at their side is a beautiful pet dog or some other pet animal perfectly contented in their magnetic aura. So you will find that while life and its activity here in this third zone is quite different in many respects, yet there are so many similar features, so many similar attractions, all of which are a great necessity for the soul's unfoldment as we must continue our experiences where we left off in our last step of progression and through those awaken into higher ideals and expand into higher degrees of consciousness, that our vision will grow clearer, extend into broader fields and more sublime realities, until by and by we shall behold the glories of God's handiwork and bask in the illumination of His eternal city. Now let us take a view of the homes in this section of the world of soul, and here you will find many varieties, all constructed of wood, some few large white buildings of stone, but these are not private homes. These buildings look like stone, but it is a different substance. Many of these private homes are covered with climbing vines and flowers, and you will find after going through the second zone that these homes are much more beautiful, more spacious and by far more cozy, more comfortable and much more complete. They have their music room, dining room, restrooms, drawing rooms, reception halls and porches, all cozily and beautifully furnished. Much of the furniture resembles such as we see here in our well-furnished homes with their large arbors of flowers and trellises covered with climbing roses that stretch across like a fence, and these roses are of many varieties and colors, pinks, reds, yellows. You will find artistic settings everywhere, their homes, their public buildings in their parks, and everything is by far more beautiful than anything found on this earth realm. Every zone has its own species and varieties of flowers, all of which are much more matured. Roses are found in every zone, but each zone has its own special variety. It must be remembered that this zone is in a higher vibration than our earth realm, consequently everything is of a much more refined nature than anything that we find here. So in comparison with our earth realm, all is so much more beautiful, all is more ideal, more spiritual. The first gradation of this zone might be compared with the highest in this expression of life. There are, however, a few exceptions, and such souls have evolved higher degrees of consciousness and are attaining the knowledge of the fourth and fifth zones, and, 33, will gravitate to the fourth, when they make the transition called death. We must be very spiritual and unselfishly serve humanity and assimilate and thoroughly understand God's laws, ere we climb to the fourth zone. There are many brilliant, highly intellectual individuals, but very few are spiritual. They have developed their intellectual faculties but have not unfolded their soul senses and soul perceptions. Hence they do not vibrate beyond the limitations of the physical senses, and their consciousness, which is the light of the soul, does not radiate and cannot penetrate beyond the veil which hides from view the higher realms. Hence they are not cognizant of that which exists beyond the material vibrations, which are like a screen that obstructs our view. There are few on this plane who have evolved their soul senses and soul perceptions, but cannot intelligently impart that which they feel. Eventually we must become balanced, and the advantages in the lower zones give us the opportunities of the fulfillment of that which was neglected, that we may attain this balance. We cannot know God and His laws through the intellect or the mind. We can only know God and His laws through the spirit or soul perception. God is spirit, and you are spirit, and you can only know Him in spirit. Being spiritual and being sanctimonious are two different things. Spirituality implies right living, right thinking, evolving the divine love within and unselfishly serving humanity regardless of color, race or belief. The most of us are practicing churchianity instead of Christianity and sanctimony instead of spirituality, all of which create vibrations of their own which form a material garment around us. Then how could we gravitate to a world of soul whose atmosphere vibrates in higher octaves than those of our soul vibration? Or how could one whose soul is filled with the vibrations of lust, vice, jealousy, hatred, greed, egotism and revenge exist even a day in an atmosphere of purity, justice, righteousness and divine love? Absolutely impossible. All must become cleansed, purified and educated, not educated in man-made laws, but in nature's laws, which are God's laws. In this third zone you will find temples of learning where all are educated along the lines that are necessary for the soul's unfoldment and our continuous progression. So essential are music, art and the understanding of natural laws, that they are taught in every zone. The law of vibration, the law of evolution, the sciences or spiritual analogy, and like the child that must learn its ABC, we must gather the substance that will help us to build our foundation ere we are ready for the constructive flow of wisdom that awaits us in our ascension. We must be able to digest the milk ere we can expect to assimilate the cream.